Can the government mandate that its citizens be vaccinated, specifically with the COVID-19 vaccinations? Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Stephanie Taub of First Liberty, firstliberty.org. First Liberty, by the way, was founded by Kelly Shackelford, and it fights for religious liberties in this country. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
First of all, let's start by asking this question. Why is First Liberty a religious liberty organization? Why are you all getting involved in the question related to vaccinations and especially the law, any kind of law trying to mandate vaccinations?
So that's a great question. At First Liberty Institute, we are a nonprofit law firm dedicated to protecting religious liberty for all Americans. And so right now we know that a lot of Americans have religious concerns about the vaccine, and we are dedicated to helping them learn more about their rights and helping anyone who's entitled to request a religious accommodation to any of these vaccine mandates. And so we really want to help as many people as possible, and that's why we have released a religious liberty toolkit specifically about the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It's available for free at our website, firstliberty.org.
Okay. I'm amazed, by the way, at the way the society itself, not just government, but people, even individuals, are dividing over to be vaccinated or to not be vaccinated. It's incredibly divisive right now.
It sure is. And First Liberty, we don't take a position one way or the other on the issue of the vaccines themselves, but we do strongly support the right of individuals to make that decision. And we especially believe that everyone should be informed about their rights. And if you have a religious objection to the vaccine, you should not be forced into doing something that violates your religious beliefs.
Well, already some people are getting fired because they're not vaccinated. Your comment on that?
Well, it's we are cautioning employers that they have to abide by Title VII, by federal non-discrimination law, which provides that you have to provide religious accommodations in many circumstances. So we'd advise anyone that is facing that situation to take a look at our toolkit, which is available online, and it gives examples for how you can go about requesting a religious accommodation if that applies to you.
Well, now, let me ask you a question. I mean, I'm sure some people that are opposed to the vaccine, they're not opposed because of religious reasons. They're opposed because there wasn't enough research. They're not a human guinea pig or, whatever. You've heard, I'm sure, all the litany of reasons why people are choosing not to be vaccinated. And some people even say this is not a vaccine. It is something or other genetic altering. I don't know. I'm not a scientist and I don't play one on TV. But I guess this is a long-winded way of saying is, are there exceptions allowed even for people who don't have religious objections to the vaccine?
Well, I think it really depends on the context that you're talking about. So I know there will be legal challenges to some of the mandates that have been threatened. So it really depends on who is mandating the vaccine and how they are implementing it. Does it make sense for them to be implementing it in that situation? We've heard of ridiculous examples where people are trying to mandate the vaccine for people that work entirely remotely, and things like that. So it really depends on if you're a private sector, if it's the government, if it's the federal government that's doing the mandate.
It seems to me that what President Biden said recently, it strikes me as unconstitutional, but he basically implied that, everybody's got to get vaccinated and we're going to force this upon you. Can they do that? Can the government do that to its citizens?
So this is a pretty shocking announcement that he made last week, that he was going to use one of his agencies, OSHA, to require employers with more than 100 employees to get vaccinated or be tested weekly. So this hasn't actually, the standard actually hasn't been promulgated yet, so we can't read it and see what's in there. But if it's as threatened, it definitely looks like we've never seen anything like this before. It looks like it's an overreach of the government's authority to do that. So I anticipate that there will be several governors and several legal groups that have already announced that they are interested in challenging that standard.
You know, what's so interesting, too, is we're at a time right now where there's a work shortage. Different companies are even closing down or they're offering less services. The supply lines are not as strong as they once were. I just read about a hospital that's going to stop having babies delivered because what's happening is it, adding to this problem of America's work shortage is this vaccine mandate, you know, requirement. There are some people who are choosing not to be vaccinated. And as I said, it's not just religious objections, although I'm sure that plays into the mix. But this is a crazy thing. It's like, you know, to vax or not to vax. That is the question.
That's exactly right. And it is pretty shocking that they would threaten a rule at this stage. It's normally states, localities that have mandated vaccines for certain circumstances, such as school children getting childhood vaccines mandated in schools. And so we haven't seen anything quite on this scope, and especially not coming from an agency. We're not even talking about something that's a statute being promulgated by Congress. This is an administrative agency action that's being threatened.
Okay, now, there have been some institutions, like hospitals and so forth, where they've said, okay, everybody that works for this hospital must be vaccinated. Is that constitutional, that they can just mandate that?
That certain hospitals can?
Yeah, or even universities have done the same thing. You know, it's basically, if you want to keep working here, you have to be vaccinated. And some people have said, well, I'm going to quit then because, or they get fired because they're not willing to get vaccinated.
Yeah. So again, the answer is it depends. If you're talking about a private employer, they might have, some private employers might have justification for requiring it as a default way, subject to certain requirements under the Americans with Disabilities Act and Title VII, federal employment discrimination law. They have to make sure that they provide a medical and religious exemptions, and so if you're talking about the government, then you have constitutional issues that are involved, and the question becomes a little bit more complicated.
What do you see, I mean, in dealing with people who are choosing not to be vaccinated, and they're basically doing so because of their Christian convictions as they understand it, what is it that they oppose about this particular vaccine? I mean, for example, I'm sure the same person wouldn't, let's say, object to a polio vaccine or something like that, a vaccine to ward against polio.
Oh, it really depends on the individual. There are some groups, of course, that object to all vaccines. And then there are some groups that oppose to any vaccines that have used stem cells that are results of abortions in their testing or development of the vaccines. So that applies to several vaccines, including the COVID-19 vaccine. And then there are other people that have other religious beliefs. They believe that this would violate their, that God does not want them to take the vaccine for one reason or another. And it's not up to the government, it's not up to the employer to favor certain religious beliefs over others. They have a constitutional duty, a statutory duty to treat everyone equally, regardless of their religious beliefs.
Hmm. Can you say more about the stem cells angle of that?
Yeah, so we know that there are several people that object to the testing of these vaccines. Because they have used stem cells from aborted fetuses in either the research or development process. So the Johnson & Johnson used it in the development process, and the Moderna and Pfizer used it in the testing process. And so some people, to take a hard-line pro-life view, have objections based on that.
But just so I can understand this and clarify this, if you would, it's my understanding there's a difference between stem cell research where the lines were already done. The deed was done. It's finished. There you can't get those stem cells back. You can't have those embryos live once again. They're dead. Okay? And yet they continue to research with those stem cell lines that were killed way back when, versus active killing of new embryos and new stem cell lines. Do you see what I mean? Do you see the difference between the two?
Yeah.
And I want you to clarify that because...
There's certainly a difference, and there's a variety of different theological beliefs, even within denominations, about issues like the ones that you raise. And so our main concern is that the government shouldn't be forcing you and telling you what you have to believe is moral and what you have to believe is immoral. And if you believe that that taking this vaccine would be immoral, then you shouldn't be forced to do that. And that's really where we come. We want to respect everyone's religious beliefs, regardless of which side of the theological divide they come on this particular question or others.
Okay, now what do you, as an organization, I'm sure you've been probably surprised at the way in which a lot of the information related to the vaccination and even, let's say, fallout from people who have been vaccinated. And I mean physiological problems that were developed that they didn't plan on those problems developing. That's part of the equation, but we're not allowed to hear this information because, you know, big tech seems to just sort of favor, all the sides are lining up in favor of vaccinating, get vaccinated. That's the message. And if you don't, you're a nonconformist and we're going to punish you.
Yeah, the threat of censorship of information that we've seen, it really does make it difficult to find trustworthy information sometimes. And to really believe the information that you're being told sometimes. And I completely understand where people are coming from that have concerns like this. And a lot of that has been received mixed messages. So completely understand where people are coming from with that critique.
Okay, another thing, too, is it's my understanding physiologically that there's a huge difference between, let's say, a 12-year-old and under 12 for this particular vaccine as opposed to somebody that's older. So what's your comment in terms of children, let's say the authorities trying to force children to be vaccinated with this particular vaccine, the COVID-19?
Well, I just encourage all families to know what their rights are, to follow your conscience and what your faith tells you to do, and don't be bullied into violating your faith or your conscience through these mandates.
Okay, we have half a minute left. Is there some concluding thought you have on the principle at stake here involved in the whole the big debate between vaccination and not vaccinating?
Yeah, so really, encourage everyone to figure out where you stand, to learn what your rights are. And what's really at stake here is your individual freedoms. We're seeing more and more encroachment on individual freedoms, including religious liberty. And I just encourage everyone to stand up for your rights.
Okay, firstliberty.org for more information. Stephanie Taub, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you.